Hello, guests and ghouls, and welcome to Quest Friends Hereafter, an improvised fiction podcast using the role-playing system Under the Neighborhood. I'm Kyle, he, him, and today I have to redo that one, because today I am with two of my best friends and two very special guests, and the four of us are going to tell you a story about a pack of cat burglars.
Hello, I am Ari, she, her. I play Aurelio Enrique Hueso Canaca, or Kike for short, the opportunist to adapt and create copies, he, him.
Hi, I'm Hallie, she, her, and I play Sparky Malarkey, also she, her, the intuition who investigates and has a mascot suit.
And then we've got two, as I said, extra special guests from the podcast, Czar Power.
Hello, everyone. My name is Roberto. My pronouns are he, him, and I am playing Alexander Sasha Mikhailovich Dostoevsky, the intuition who takes up attention, also he, him.
And I am Brendan, playing Georgi Nestorovich Gosha Bulgakov, also known as the Begemoth, the proficiently practiced paranormal private eye, and both our pronouns are he, him.
Now, you're going to learn more about these guys later, but before we learn about these two wonderful Czarvians, we got to learn about what's going wrong in their life, because it's time for the slice of life complication. We all know how it works at this point, a mundane complication. We're all going to suggest one for someone else. So who wants to start with a complication?
I've been thinking of one for the past few weeks. So this complication is for Sparky.
Oh, boy.
So Sparky's coffee machine has been broken for the last week. And she can never find coffee anywhere. And it's always sold out, but she always smells it and sees people drinking it.
Where are you getting it? Where does it come from?
She sees the Czarvians, both of them are just sipping on coffee casually.
Damn it.
Yes, coffee.
Gosh is very slyly taking out a flask and pouring some liquid into his coffee.
I mean, I think we both are.
Yeah, true.
Perfect. What else do we got?
Wherever Kike goes, he seems to encounter some person that attempts to play his ribcage like a xylophone.
Oh, no! Just some really rude random passerby.
No, that's so rude!
It's like compulsive. They don't know what came over them. Sometimes they're very apologetic about it. Sometimes they don't appreciate being confronted about it.
And it's always the same person.
Always the same person.
Probably Lionel for some reason.
I was going to say.
Even though he's also a skeleton.
Well, yeah, but Kike, yours just has a timbre, a cadence. It sounds so good. Mine, it's all hollow. All right.
I've got one for Sasha. He has finally compiled his giant manuscript of collected poems, his anthology that will rival Pushkin's, but after doing so, he immediately lost it. He didn't back it up
no!
on the cloud anywhere, anything like that, but he's misplaced it.
The one I have is for, is it Gosha, right?
Yeah, Gosha.
There is a fly that seems to just keep following Gosha around, and Gosha has been trying to, like, kill this fly, because it's just so obnoxious, and it always... Like, he knows it's the same one. Like, it's just, it's kind of like the episode of Breaking Bad when there's a fly in the lab.
Yeah, I was going to bring up the Breaking Bad episode.
Yeah, basically that.
Okay. This one sounds, it's annoying for Gosha, but it does sound fun for me.
All right. So let's go over the four options here. Sparky's coffee machine is broken, but she's been going to get her coffee from someplace else, and now it's always sold out. Everyone has coffee except for Sparky Malarkey. Someone keeps playing Kike's ribcage like a xylophone. Sounds great. Sasha has compiled his poem anthology but lost it, and a fly is following Gosha. I know you're going to want to say all of these. I want you all to pick one. I will allow two maximum, but we have so much going on, I will not allow more than two. So what are we feeling?
I like the fly and the manuscript, personally.
I would go also with the fly and the manuscript, because there's just so much going in Kika's life at this particular.
All right, Brendan and Roberto, what are you thinking? How are you feeling?
I don't know. I like my own xylophone one.
I really like the fly and the coffee, because I feel like that's just going to affect two people on each side, and that's always fun.
Yeah, I also like the coffee.
I can roll with the coffee. I can roll with it.
Especially because it's a cat burglar thing, so it's going to be late at night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
That's true. I think based on what we're talking about, we're going to have a fly following Gosha at all times.
Okay.
I will be playing the fly. Unless, no, actually, Hallie, don't voice it, but you play the fly.
Oh, just say what the fly is doing?
Just say what the fly is doing.
Okay, I can do that.
And then we'll do the coffee.
I like being irritable. That's okay.
Yeah, yeah. And the coffee machine is always broken. We know that you can't get coffee.
Right, but now I also don't have my secondary source of coffee. The real complication is that I can't get any coffee from any goddamn source.
Yes.
But everybody else seems to get it.
All right. Last time on Quest Friends Hereafter, Ariel was going to tour Scullyard, the school they were going to, but secretly, they were meeting with Kike's daughter, Sochi, a fact that only Kike knows, because while he told Sparky, hey, watch out for Ariel, he then shared no other information about what was going on. He told Hilda to leave, so Hilda learned that some overseers working for Byte are trying to buy DiHop, which is owned by Big Jake Hell. It's the, like, IHOP library thing that you all hang out with. We learned later that those overseers were in fact working for Sochi, who seems to want to buy DiHop for some mysterious reason. The shenanigans happened. Everyone tried talking to Ariel, tried convincing Ariel, hey, this was a bad idea. Ariel was just hyper-focused, though, on this musical of theirs, Shadowed Swan, a musical by Ariel Zamora Ueso that they wanted to show Sochi. It became a zombie movie, although not full of zombies. I'm doing a terrible description. The point is, by the end, Ariel was pissed and left. And that's kind of where we're at right now. Kike and Sparky, what have the two of you been up to since your resounding success at college?
At college.
At college. You won at college.
Yeah.
You did win the spoon game.
I did win the spoon. We did win the spoon game.
So what have you been up to in the time since then?
Kike just has been dabbling on several different projects back at his house. He's been getting busy with work, catching up with things, but also, you know, starting doing several hobbies, which I think we might cover later.
Yeah, we'll be getting into those.
But, you know, just keeping himself busy, sometimes, you know, texting Ariel, getting scene responses. other than that, just keeping himself busy, writing unfinished letters to Mateo.
Oh my god.
You know, he's just busy. He's just busy. Everybody's gotta have hobbies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, and like, there's just a lot of new things that he had not explored despite being so old.
Could a depressed person do this many hobbies? Sparky, what have you been up to?
Sparky finds herself at a rather interesting crossroads because Kike is fine, in his own words, and she'd love to find out more, and she probably could if she pushed and or used her snooping skills, but that's a thing she's trying not to do because it invades privacy and makes people uncomfortable. So her natural journalistic instincts are fighting with her instinct for friend, which is leave him alone, but also find out what's going wrong so that she can help, but also that's going to upset Kike. It's all a whirlwind. It all connects. It's like a circle. It's like an Ouroboros. She doesn't know what to do.
An Ouroboros!
She's stuck in an Ouroboros. So she has been trying to think of the best way to move forward here, and also her socks are still missing. She can't find her socks. And she's also tired. She's so tired. It's no freaking coffee.
All right, and then we want to do the pre-session rolls since I was going to do those. So, Ari, you messaged those. You got a 10 unloaded dice, and then it's 2s for success, 5 for failures, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to roll mine.
Yeah, what are your stats?
Today, my heart is a -2.
Why is it so bad?
I don't know. She's putting so much heart into it that maybe she's just tired. She's just tired. Oh, dear. Okay, so... Ah! That was a 1. That was a 1 that I just rolled. My books is now also a -2. My fierce is a +1, because I rolled a 4.
This is all in character for not having your coffee. You're bad at everything, but very mad.
Bad at everything, but I'm very irritable. And then my slick is just a solid 0.
Okay.
Just a straight nothing. All right, these stats are not looking good for me, but that is fine. That is fine, because I get AP when I roll stats I'm negative in.
You do get AP.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, Kike is working on lots of stuff. Kike is acting as if he has all the energy that Sparky does not right now.
What are you talking about? He has all the energy that Sparky doesn't have right now. What do you mean by acting? Why would I lie?
Unfortunately, why would I lie works only if there's no evidence to the contrary.
Oh, no.
Speaking of all of the dad hobbies Kike has been doing, I want everyone to give me one dad hobby.
ASMR construction videos.
Yes! Yes, I had told Kyle that I wanted him to watch Dad ASMR.
Dad ASMR.
Does that work for ASMR? Because it's like a circular saw is going, hammers are pounding.
You'd think that would be the case.
It's beautiful is what it is.
Do you have to like turn the gain down to like one?
No, it's actually amazing and it's just great to watch too.
It's just so funny.
Because you usually don't have saws. The guys are usually using like sticks and stuff and like cement and...
Oh, that guy.
Like really gentle hammer taps.
Yeah, I love that guy.
I'm glad we all know what guy we're talking about. When we were all together, Tom just showed me, was like, hey, there's this thing I listened to sleep. And then we just sat down and watched it for 10 minutes.
Yeah, and then Hallie and I came out and just was like, what are you watching? They were just like mesmerized. Like,
I was enraptured. It was beautiful.
But we sat there, we ate our little oatmeal, and we were like, yeah, this is
weird. All right, so ASMR construction videos.
I want to add claymation.
Okay.
Is that a dad hobby?
It's a Ben Wyatt hobby. That's close enough.
Yeah, yeah.
He becomes a dad.
Because we all stole from Parks and Rec Ben Wyatt. Could a depressed person make this as he got fired and was making claymation? And that was the impetus for this entire arc of Kike's was, what if Ben Wyatt? We've done it before.
We've done it before.
Welcome to hell.
In season one, we're just doing it again, but a different way.
We're doing it again, but Ari, it's Ari's turn.
It's my turn. It's a different context.
The one I had was kind of like, you know, like dad just really like to make their own like booze, but instead of like booze, it's just like calcium cider.
Yes, calcium cider. I love that. It's so good.
And then what's our final dad hobby?
Model trains.
Yes.
Ooh, model trains.
Choo-choo.
Choo-choos.
Like the kind where like a whole room of the house is dedicated solely to model trains.
Just to that model train.
Some of it is gone into Lionel's like house/apartment that's on like right next door.
Some of it is like on Toucan's house.
He cut a hole in the drywall so the train goes through it like a tunnel.
It's just taken over.
The impressive part was that Kike actually made it out of like a brand new material specifically so Toucan couldn't break it.
Yes, I do think also calcium cider is also pretty impressive.
Like calcium cider is pretty impressive. So we open on a nice summer day. It's pleasant, almost too pleasant. The birds are chirping, but they're doing so in such like a rhythmic way, almost like they come from a stock music sound effect lobby. In fact, we can hear some gentle, beautiful piano as a man, tired with a briefcase in one hand and an old flip phone in the other, walks up to a train, gives his ticket, and he goes to reach into his pocket. And then suddenly the screen grays out, and just abruptly, like 5 seconds into this claymation video, it just stops. And Kike, who has been showing this, takes a sip from his homemade calcium cider and looks to Sparky.
What do you think? He'll say, rubbing his stubble that he somehow has, despite being a skeleton man. It's good, right?
Yeah.
I spent like, I don't know how many days, really. I kind of lost count, but I think there's promise here, right?
Yeah, for I think that the quality.
No, I know it's
of
just
what
like
has
a,
been
a draft,
out?
You know?
Oh. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but it's going to have more things, you know. The story's
right,
really
there
coming
will be more
along.
Things and that will take more like uncountable number of days, right?
Yeah. Make. I mean, I think it's great. I mean, you know, by the way, you know, there's more calcium cider over there if you want that. That only
took
me, like, half an hour or something to make my own brewery there in the garage. It really wasn't that much, but this is where it's at, you know?
Yeah, this is where.
Do you think maybe I could put it into some sort of one of those like new art competitions, maybe?
Yeah, like a nouveau art.
Yeah, I bet. And I'm kind of starting to expand my horizons a little bit more, you know?
Yeah. There's a lot packed into your horizons in your house.
I want to imagine that as Sparky says that, like, another model train just boop, boop, is, like, trying to pass through her
feet. She has to, like, move her foot for it to get past. Are you having fun doing all this?
Yeah, I mean, don't you think this is great, right?
Yeah, no, I love the trains and the...
Yeah, it's great. Oh, hang on, I got a text. Oh, no, it's spam. Never mind. Sorry, I thought, you know, my phone rang. Anyways, yeah.
You gotta block those spam bots.
I know, yeah. You never know which number messages could come from.
You never know.
Cut away. Lionel is staring at his phone because he was the one who just sent you the text being like, hey, you want to hang out tonight?
Wow, no, really, Kike. I am impressed with most of what has been done here. Yeah, this is a really good... I think this is a project you have done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kike is like nodding as he like downs another... of his ciders.
Sparky, who has a capacity to eat and drink disgusting things such as Capri Fun, slowly pours hers out in a pot so as to pretend she has drunk the whole bottle. Yeah, it's really good, Ike. It's really, really good. So when was the last time you left?
Left what?
Like this room.
What day is it today?
Saturday.
I think I had a thing. I had a meeting on Wednesday. Was it last Wednesday of last week? I don't know. I went to work. I still go to work, Sparky. I think it was relatively recent.
Okay, Kyle, I don't know if I should roll like a perception-ish kind of a thing, but Sparky has her skepticals on when Kike is like, no, I just went.
Oh, no, I want to do an opposing roll.
Okay, you're going to roll Hallie Heart, and Kike's going to roll Slick.
Okay.
That gives me an AP because I'm rolling in a thing that I am not good at today.
You're not good at today.
I rolled a 10.
Oh, that sucks.
The only way Hallie beats you is literally with a natural 12.
Which I didn't get. I got a 4. So.
Oh!
You know, yeah, he's right. He's probably left for work. Now, what you don't know is that Kike's actually been working from home. His lab is just in the garage where the cider is.
Yes, it's next to the brewery. So I'm like, oh no, I think I had a meeting last week.
All right, okay. Oh, so you have been. Okay, that's good.
Yeah. This is just, you know, one of those side hobbies, you know, like.
Yeah.
So.
One of those.
Yeah, just, you know, you have to put on the time, you know, just like how you put on the time for your reporting stuff. I've been putting the time now for this.
Yeah, I mean, reporting is my career, not my hobby. But yeah, no, same thing for sure.
Sure. I mean, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So I know that you must have a lot to fit into your busy schedule, but you...
Yeah, I still have to continue the story. I think it's going somewhere, right?
It's going somewhere on that train. But you got my calendar invite, right?
I think so. Yeah, you sent me something about wanting to go.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I have to check my calendar, and like if you open it, it has a lot of just continue claymation project and continue brewery thing.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Like, I think I could open a spot here.
I'm not surprised you missed it in the middle of the rest of your calendar. Well, anyway, we gotta go to Die Hop. You wanna go to Die Hop?
Kike got distracted looking at the messages in his phone. What? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Die Hop.
I
get out of here?
Change really quick, because I'm not, you know.
I intended to go.
I'm just gonna.
But then you dragged me in here to show me claymation. So we're actually kind of like a little bit late now for the calendar invite that you had accepted and seemed to know about. So,
okay. I'm just gonna, just run super quick and put on some non-oppressed person could do these clothes, which is just his suit, but he didn't iron it, so it's still all wrinkled. But it's better than just, you know.
And it never really fits anyway, because he's a skeleton,
it's
right?
True.
So of course it's going to do that, but it's somehow doing that more today.
Yeah.
All right.
I am ready.
Yeah, you look great.
Thank you.
Yeah, you look great and not at all tired. Okay, let's go to DIHOP. I've got a surprise for you there, and I hope you'll like it.
Yay! I love surprises from Sparky.
Sasha and Gosha, you're in this lovely little breakfast place in the hereafter. Well, supposedly a breakfast place, but no matter what you order, they always make crepes. It is like an IHOP mixed with a library. There are a bunch of little bookshelves all over the place. There's a nice room with things that have old newspapers, so you can like read old news.
Oh, like the film reels or the magazine, the reels? Yeah.
Microfilm, right?
Thank you, microfilm, that's what it is.
All in all, this diner is dingy, dark, and quiet, with the exception of the occasional, oh ho ho! But that's what makes it, for most people, a welcome reprieve from the endlessly bright and bustling streets of Necropolis. You are here on orders of the head czar of Zarvia, Tsar Nikki II, as his chief Cossack detective, and then Gosha, because I don't think Gosha would accept employment from Nikki II. I feel like he's just here because he's here because Sasha's here.
He would, but he would waste their money as much as possible.
And it's Nikki II, so I can explain it away no matter what.
Perfect. So you're here with a giant pile of crepes. There is a fly just buzzing around them. And you are here waiting to meet with a man named Big Jake Hell.
These people eat crepes. These are blini. What do they call them crepes for?
I don't plan to eat them. I've never put anything French in my mouth, and I don't plan to change that today.
You see Sasha just immediately grab a stack with his fork and just start downing it. It's like, well, you can't put food to spoil. If there's one thing I remembered, it's the hunger.
You know, you make a good point.
Remember, the French are not that great.
I mean, my attitude changed after I spent 10 years in exile in Paris, but they were also nice enough to host me in exile in Paris.
Oh, I agree. You know, the French, they're very fickle. Oh, my homeland, I love it, but they also were the ones who cut off my head, you know? Have more crepes.
As this headless with a bow tie, the sous chef Philippe Galate grabs more crepes that he's made and puts them on top of the stack.
Sasha just grabs them all with a fork and just eats them in one gulp.
There is no hunger like that of a Tsarvian.
Yeah, tell me a bit about these Tsarvians. Well, I don't know if Philippe Galate can see because he doesn't have a head. I just kind of assumed he had like ghost eyes. So if Philippe Galate had ghost eyes, what is he seeing?
For Sasha, he is seeing a man with large, curly, poofy hair, a long beard. He's wearing like a red kaftan, which is kind of like the traditional old Russian nobility thing.
Yeah.
Golden brocade in a floral pattern. He has a sash around his waist with three guns, a dagger, and a saber.
I'm so afraid. I'm so afraid for the NPCs in this section. One thing I'll tell you out of character right here. Most guns can't kill the dead.
That's what saber fighting is for.
God damn.
And then he has his like gray harem like pants. They're a bit poofy, but they keep him warm. His boots are like black, but they're kind of like cloth on the top and just like leather on the bottom.
Okay.
And then he has like these nice, you know, his hair's black, nice piercing blue eyes. And he smells like he's drunk alcohol for the last week, which is probably true. Which is probably why he's eating all this like carbs right now.
You gotta balance it. You gotta,
yeah.
If you eat as much as you drink, then you're sober.
Oh God.
That's how it works.
And if you have a hangover, just keep drinking. It'll stop hurting.
Exactly.
That's just science.
Who's next to this drunk-smelling man not eating crepes?
So, next to Sasha is his best friend, Gosha. He is a spectral black cat that resembles Felix the cat. He's approximately the size of a large pig if it was standing on its hind legs.
I didn't expect the word pig there.
Well, he is larger than a real cat.
Okay, yeah.
At the moment, this isn't his normal outfit, but he's dressed in overalls and a white t-shirt, and he has a large wrench and a backwards baseball cap. This is his disguise.
Psst. I am Gosha, proficiently practiced paranormal plumber.
It's me. It's Gosha in disguise.
He's winking. He's winking.
I know who you are, Gosha.
Taking in these two men and hearing about how Zarvians are always hungry, Philippa Galate goes,
Zarvia, you say? You're a long way from Zarvia.
I do not know what you're talking about. I am clearly a native resident of this land.
Oui, oui. Your friend, however, what brings you from Zarvia to the hereafter? You, unlike your friend, look quite alive indeed.
I have to do that because otherwise he just sounds like Rasputin. I'm so sorry to any French listeners. I will not stop.
God.
Sasha just kind of looks at like the headless ghost and says, tourism. Not occupation, tourism.
And you came? You came for Philippa Galate's crepes?
I've had four plates by now.
Water starts going out of the hole where the head would be as he like wipes it off.
Sorry, I got emotional. I will go make more crepes.
No, I think we're done for the day.
Okay.
You've done the one thing and you have stuffed a Zarvian.
I was going to say that's what the French are good at, but that means nothing to me.
That is what the French are good at. I do not know what I meant by that.
When it's going, Sasha made the Frenchman cry. If you push him any harder, he might start rioting.
Literally just snorts in laughter.
Sparky and Kike, you hear that, but like three times as loud.
Oh, God. Sparky, who was like nodding off at the table this day, goes, ah!
Kike is on face, just slowly still drinking his calcium cider.
Oh, cripes on a stick. All right, Kike, Jake's running late, so I'm going to just do this before I fall asleep again.
Did you have a bad night?
What?
Did you have a bad night?
No, seven in a row. Seven bad nights in a row. It's weird. You know how, like, look, those guys are drinking coffee. But when I asked for coffee, they said they didn't have any. And, you know, my I think I need a new coffee maker, but I'm really attached to my coffee maker.
I like to believe that Sparky was looking at Sasha and Gosha and is so tired. She thought the beer was coffee.
I was going
to
say, they don't have coffee, but she was looking at Sasha and Gosha like, look, they've got like lattes, and yet
they want me to.
I can't have, anyway, that's neither, that's.
I can ask them where they got their coffee.
Well, no, don't, that's neither here nor there, but.
Meanwhile, Sasha and Gosha at your table, you smell the most intriguing alcohol.
You see Sasha just immediately pop on over. I smelled something beautiful coming from this area. Is that cider over there?
That's quite a... Are you a connoisseur of alcohol, my dear sir?
Oh no, Kike's friendly. This is how you know he's depressed.
Oh no.
If Kike could smell... Sparky smells it, but you smell like vodka immediately. And he goes, yes, I am quite the connoisseur of the alcohols.
Sparky, I don't think those guys had coffee. I think they had alcohol.
Oh my god, Kike, did you sneak in your cider into DIHOP?
He's gonna like slowly drink it.
I'm so proud of you.
But I can talk about, this is a homemade cider that I made. It's like, he's just gonna like start going on the process of self-brewing.
And Sasha's just like fully enraptured. It's like, oh, and then basically talking about like the how to make alcohol. Like, did you try this technique as well when you were making it?
That guy's gonna be like, yeah, no, I tried that, but actually it was a little bit sour when I did. I'm just like going there.
I'm sure Sparky's heard this diatribe like four times today.
Oh yeah, like it's probably not the first guy that Kike talks about his homemade brew cider.
Is she just kind of zoning out, vaguely looking and nodding her head while just sticking a wrapped thing back into her bag?
Yes, sticking the wraps. She just slowly slides it back in and let them just watches this happen.
Oh, also, I'm sorry. I keep having really terrible manners recently. What is your name, sir? My name is Aurelio. But I guess I could also go by Kike. That's a different name. I have two names. That's kind of, you know, you're going to call me Aurelio.
Oh, hello, Aurelio. My name is Alexander Mikhailovich. So I also have two names.
Oh, what a coincidence.
God damn it.
But you can call me Sasha for short.
Yet another thing we have in common. Marky, do you have two names?
Yeah, what?
Also, if it hasn't been clear, Kike may or may not be, not like super drunk, but a little bit.
I'm glad you two are besties. This is not what I expected.
This is not at all what I expected, but I am loving it.
Gosha Pipes, oh, Aurelio. Excellent name. I have great friendship with the Portuguese people. I even speak a little. Como se va? Je m'appelle Gosha.
Oh, no. Kike's just gonna, like, stare at his cat and be like, Estoy bien, gato.
Sorry, what? I didn't understand you.
It's because it wasn't Portuguese.
All right. You didn't have coffee, did you? Yours was also alcohol.
No, I had coffee. Just finished it, actually.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he had like 3 pots of coffee today.
Yeah, I've got the shakes at this point. Look at my paws.
God, I'd kill for the shakes.
Where did you find, gentlemen, get this coffee? My friend Sparky here has been killing for some, or right?
I would kill for.
Yeah.
Coffee.
Oh, I've done that a few times.
I've been there.
Things are different in Zarvia, I'm sorry.
Things are different in Zarvia. Did you order that here?
We did order the coffee here.
You did order the coffee here? Well, what the hell, Jake? Just, like, looking around. Because I know Jake Hell owns this establishment.
Yeah.
Oh, we're waiting for a Jake, too.
Oh, what a coincidence. Maybe it is the same Jake.
As the group comments on Big Jake Hell, you, Sparky, notice a door in the back of the dining area. This is just a door to an employee area. It's one that you really hadn't noticed previously, but now you notice it because it opens. As Big Jake Hell walks in, looks around, doesn't seem to register you, but seems to be scanning the room, turns back, puts his hand on it, and a bit of flame ignites, which locks the door.
Nice.
And then he relaxes a bit, sees the four of you, and says, Well, well, well. Looks like the four of you are getting along already. That is fantastic.
Jake.
Yeah.
Where the hell is the coffee?
Where the hell? Philippe, do we have any coffee, sir? Crepe? Oh, coming right up.
No, but...
I'm sorry. He still gets confused there. No, I do not have any coffee on me at the moment.
Fiddlesticks.
I apologize. It's just, you know, coffees and demons, we don't mix awfully well together.
What? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, you know, I could probably put some coffee-making capability in your van. How is that doing, by the way?
The van?
Yeah, the van, yes.
There is no scratches on that van. It is in tip... top shape.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I figured you would take a shine to it after some of us.
Yeah, no, there have been no scenarios where it almost got damaged, so you will be happy to know it has been driven normally in normal person scenarios.
He gives a knowing smile. Well, I'm glad the protective upgrades that I had my men put on have been useful. Anyways, you must be Sasha and Gosha.
Hello, comrade.
Shh. Do you want to give away my disguise? What are you doing?
What, Gosha?
Shh. What are you doing? Do you want to give away my disguise? I am undercover.
As he says this, you said that Gosha was wearing a backwards baseball cap, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the fly has been trying this entire time, just been gently hitting the back of it.
Oh my God.
Trying to kick it off your head. And that is when the fly finally gets the hat off the head, when Gosha's like, I'm in disguise.
No!
And the hat falls off.
Oh. Whoops. Well, I guess the cat is out of the bag now. And he puts on his, like, fedora and he pulls a trench coat out of nowhere and puts it on.
Big Jake Hell narrows his eyes at you specifically, Gosha. Well, then I suppose we are all here. Again, please pardon my absence, but if you all would take a seat at this booth, and he flicks his fingers, and with flames, You can see the bottom of each chair is like, they're wooden chairs, but the bottom is like flame proof. Basically, the flames pull up a chair for Big Jake Hell to sit down outside of the booth. Any motions for the rest of you to sit down?
Sasha will sit on the top side of the booth because he has to be different and take up the attention.
Okay.
Gosha jumps up on the table and he starts slowly pushing a glass of water off of the table.
Sirs, if you wouldn't mind, I admit I have not been to Zarbia in some time, so I'm not familiar with your customs, but here in Die Hop, we place food on the table, and it is very unsanitary, you see, to have things that are not food on the table.
Oh, okay, no problem. And he's like sitting, and he's like raises up his hind legs, and he like pulls him forward with his forelegs, wiping his ass on the table.
Oh no!
As
he gets
God!
This sits normally on the chair.
Sasha's just still sitting on the top side of the chair. It's just like, well, you said get off the table. I'm on the chair.
Sasha, it's just very rude what you're doing.
Thank you for your generosity. Anyways, and he takes a little handkerchief out of his overall pocket because he just wears big overalls and no shirt.
I forgot about that.
He takes it out of his overalls pocket and just starts wiping down the table.
You all are here because, well, I don't know, has your, if I remember correctly, you're all czars there, but has your head czar briefed you in on the situation?
I have been briefed on situation, yes.
Yes, but I wasn't paying attention.
All right, well, would you like to handle the briefing?
Yes, I can handle the briefing, and Sasha just stands up, leg on one, up on one chair, and out of nowhere, just a shot glass just pops out, and it's full. And he goes, yes, that for the briefing. He takes a shot, it's magically full again, and he goes, okay. But what we were told to do is we have to go stop some burglars. Some, he looks at Gosha, then everyone else, some C-A-T burglars. And stop them from stealing the priceless items from museum. And then we blacked out with Zardniki afterwards, so I can't remember the rest.
Well, that was an excellent start, but I'll start at the beginning just to make sure we all are on the same page. So I help serve as one of the curators for the Titanic Luxury Museum and Aquarium. I have just a little exhibit that I help pay for smaller artists. Regardless, through some means, and he glares a little bit at Sasha and Gosha, Zarbniki too saw fit to put his collection in my little area for an exhibit. You know, it's got all that, forgive my rudeness, but all that tacky, gaudy, orthodox iconography.
Jesus.
Sasha looks offended.
Again, no offense. It's just antithesis to everything I believe.
But it does have the famous Fabergé balls of yarn. I mean eggs.
Yes. But the main centerpiece he's introducing is this big, fearsome, ape-like version of himself. He's calling it his non-fungible Zarvian.
Fucking Christ.
Because NFTs are dead, so they can go in the world of hereafter now.
Christ.
I will admit, it does make, comparatively, everything next to it look quite nice. In either case, we received a letter last night, and he flicks his fingers, and a flame appears, and in it is a little card with, you know, the wolf t-shirts with the wolves howling at the moon?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
On one side, it's that, but they're all wearing tuxes.
Oh, my gosh.
This letter comes from a group called the Packback Bandits. They're a pretty notorious group of phantom thieves who only appear on the full moon. And they've given us till the end of the full moon to protect Nikki 2's non... I'm just going to call it NFT. They've given us till the end of the full moon to protect his NFT. Otherwise, they will funga it.
I'm not quite sure what they mean by that, but when I saw that Tsar Nikki II was bringing his best detectives on the case, I thought it might be a good idea to bring along some folks I was familiar with who had done proper deducing in the past. He looks at Sparky and says, excellent work on that trial, by the way. I didn't know you were a lawyer.
Neither did I.
Okay, I have one question. Is this NFT you speak of? Is this the one he submitted that was made of macaroni?
Yes. That is, in fact, the very same.
Sasha just looks like, the look of his face is just like the, oh my god, I told him to throw that away.
And by the way, out of character, that is one of three questions you get to ask Big J. Cal.
I didn't know that. I'm so sorry.
I'm a bit confused. You say this token is not has not been funged yet, but I distinctly remember a couple months after it came out, taking a screenshot of it.
I'm not sure if Sasha, that's a question or not.
Sasha, don't answer that, please.
It wasn't a question, or just an observation.
All right, what other questions do you got?
I kind of look over at PK and Sparky and go, well, how do you all make your investigations here? I'm curious to learn.
Well, you know, kind of reminds me of book 8 of the Lay Detect Stuff series called 8 Things, where he had to find 8 things on the boat, so we could start there. That was in chapter 3.
It was. How did you know that, Sparky? Yeah, it's true. It was like that. It also, it's very similar to the spin-off books that I've been reading of Lay's Tsarvian counterpart, Brother Karamov.
I love Brother Karamov. My father wrote that book.
Oh, that is, yeah, because it had a different author, but it had the same feel, you know? So it's sort of considered kind of a spin-off of Lay. Oh, I didn't realize I was surrounded by such literary experts and detectives. Sparky, you're surprisingly, you've also expanded your horizons.
Yeah, I'm really good at surprises, apparently, she says, like, kind of eyeing Sasha and Gosha, like, oh, this is working. But yeah, we're going to the Titanic, you know, you like that? Because Lay Detect Stuff was out, it's fascinating for you, right? So, like, we're gonna do...
Yeah, yeah, did you know that's the place.
Right?
Tell me we're not going in the submarine.
I can suck it up if it takes less time. I don't have my handy-dandy steed Zhukov with me. What is Zhukov doing?
Who is Zhukov? Tell me who Zhukov is.
Zhukov is my horse.
He's just galloping through a flower prairie or just having his own adventures with, like, a gunfight or something. I don't know.
He's having a gunfight in a mountain.
That tracks.
There's really dramatic dialogue, but it's all in days.
Yes, again, my child. So cool. Roberto, just hold on to that. If at any point you want that to become relevant, you may, at no cost to you.
Yes.
Are we going in a submarine?
Yeah, please tell me we are not.
To Jake Hell, which does count as the second question.
No, I said please. It was a request. Please tell me we're not going in the submarine.
Well, yes, but I believe the lady over there then phrased it like a question. Or am I incorrect, Sparky?
You're incorrect, Jake. Our question was something much better than that. It was, is there coffee on the Titanic?
Marty!
I'm not. I suppose you have good results, although I'm not sure what that has to do with anything.
It could have everything to do with it.
I would like to not make this the actual question, Sparky, because I can tell you that based on the last book in the Lay Detect Stuff series, Lay's Last Case, he was able to stop some ladies poisoning via coffee. Therefore, this means that there was coffee on the Titanic, meaning that there should be still coffee on there unless they change their...
That's some darn good deduction, Kike. Yeah, we're already... Yeah, like, we're gonna do this, Dick. We're gonna stop the backpack people and what do you know about them?
Well, the packback bandits.
Yeah, the backpack bandits.
As I said, they're notorious. They tend to steal from high-profile targets, which is why it's curious that they're stealing from my very low-key independent artist exhibit. He glares again at the Zarvians. But in either case, all I know is they attack on the full moon, and they leave before the moon goes away, and they have not been caught.
Okay, so if they've never been caught, how do we know that all their previous thefts were the backpack people? Do they leave like a calling card or something?
Sasha stabs a calling card that Big J. Kel put on the floor and brings it up with his saber. He's like, yes, they brought the calling card, as we see right here.
Oh, look, he answered your question for you. Yeah, you're good. You're good, man.
Oh, I've seen this in a Robert Petrovich movie. This is addressed to the Batman.
Greetings from Tartarus. It is I, actual real Rasputin, here to thank the hosts of Zarpower for guesting on main episode of Quest Friends Hereafter. We are delighted that first guest spot goes to such wonderful men who make fun history podcast ranking Russian rulers from Rurik to Putin.
Brendan and Roberto are fantastic guests and fantastic hosts, and they have a fun educational podcast all about Russian history. Actual Russian history, and not just, you know, the vague stuff I know, because I saw the movie Anastasia once. They're actually on a hiatus from now until June, which means that gives you just enough time to catch up on all 18 episodes of Zarpower so far. So check it out in the description below, or just go to zarpowerpod.weebly.com. Down there in the description, you're also going to find the Crit Awards, which is a pretty cool group of awards related to everything role-playing, with a focus on uplifting independent community creators like us. So, you know, if you want to check out the Crit Awards and nominate us for, you know, an award or two... Possible award categories include Best Actual Play Series, Best Podcast, Best Podcast Host, Best Game Master, Indie, Best Player, Indie, Best NPC, Best Villain, and Best Audio and Sound Design. So anyways, I guess the call to action this announcement break is to either one, check out Zarpower, or two, go nominate us and some other tabletop role-playing game creators that you enjoy in the Crit Awards. Or, you know, you could do both. Or do one this week, do one next episode. Next episode will be coming out when it comes out. I'm giving up on just telling you deadlines. I'm going to aim for 2 Mondays from now, but it will come out when it comes out. But if you'd like additional podcasts, short stories, or fun bonus content, you can check it out at patreon.com/questfriends. I'll see you there. The lights of Necropolis normally shine on the hereafter surrounding them. But one night every month, the light shines back on the city. This is the full moon, a shadow of the here's moon, shining with the light from billions of dead stars. And that light is really focused on the center of Necropolis. In Shape Square. Shape Square is the museum cultural center of the city, and one of the biggest museums is actually a combined museum, the Titanic Luxury Museum and Aquarium. On one side, there is this giant glass diamond, but it is submerged so far into the earth that it kind of just looks like a pyramid. Like, you really have to look at certain angles to tell that it's a diamond. And I guess poetically, the RMS Titanic is brushed up against it at a slant on the side, like the actual ship when it hit the iceberg.
Oh.
The big fatal flaw of the Titanic, right? The thing that killed it was hubris. Unfortunately, death doesn't mean much in the world of hereafter, so they never really unlearned that hubris. In this case, though, the Titanic is not unsinkable because it's on land, but it is impregnable. It is the world's most secure museum. And so I want everyone to go around and describe one way in which the Titanic is the world's most secure museum. I'm gonna start. The famous detective Lay Detectstuff, who died on the Titanic and wrote lots of books about it, had a theory that confined spaces cause crime. So because of that, the Titanic is very open plan.
Oh my god, yes.
There are windows in every room, and at least one of them always is just a hole. Because if it's not a confined space, then crime won't happen. How else is this museum and aquarium impregnable?
All the glass windows are made of that really strong glass that you can't smash through.
Nice.
Okay, glass is unsmashable.
There's like police whale necromon are just like swimming around, so they like immediately set the alarm whenever somebody is doing something sketchy. So,
I like to believe it's just Ron's in whale suits.
Yes.
It's covert. They're undercover.
Yeah, they're undercover. Exactly. Ignore the, like, sneakers poking out from underneath the thing that they just paddle with because they don't have the budget for flippers. They do have the budget for flippers. So they have ghostly flippers, but it still doesn't cover the sneakers. They're sneaky, you see.
Yeah, they're sneaky sneakers.
Uh-huh.
There's an array of green lasers, just a web of them across the room if you look at it horizontally. And if you touch one of those lasers, you set off the alarm. And some of them move, but in a very predictable pattern.
Move in very predictable pattern. You see, trying to make it unpredictable is the most predictable thing of all.
That's true.
Alright, so it's open plan, glass is unsmashable, you've got Ron whales that set off the alarm, and then an array of green lasers that move in a predictable fashion. What's the last way it's impregnable?
There is a childproof lock on everything of value. Just a regular childproof lock.
Oh, gosh, I screwed.
Oh, no!
Yeah, I don't have opposable thumbs.
So yeah, you all walk into the museum and Big Jake Hal says, "Well, this is the museum. You are free to go where you please to set up as long as you do not break many things. You should be fine."
What's that? And Gosha's already getting a Sharpie's drawing a mustache and glasses on a priceless portrait.
Gosha, come on.
Please do not draw on the portraits.
Well, too late for that, buddy.
Oh, so there's a grace period. There's like a grace amount of things we can break.
Sparky Malaki, please do not make me regret this.
You know, I'm just saying that, like, people do better when they feel like they can make mistakes.
Is there anything in here that, you know, perhaps a table leg I can scratch, which is not priceless? Perhaps some curtains I can climb up?
You can go scratch the coffee table over there.
Coffee table?
Which is not by a coffee station, Sparky.
Cripes! All right, fine.
Gosha, like, straightens up, salutes, and then scampers off to scratch the coffee table leg.
The fly follows him and gets in his way every time he's about to do a little scratchy scratch.
And as they run off, Big Jake Hell's going to look at you, Sparky, and say, Sparky, could I actually talk to you about something privately for a second?
Yeah, I guess. What was up?
Sparky, I admit, we did not get off on the best of terms.
Uh-huh. It's because you took my van from me, but then you made it really cool, so thanks, I guess.
Why, thank you. Anyways, I saw the work you did during that trial, and I was very impressed. not only with the strength of your arguments, but with the strength of your character. Now, I don't know what, if anything, Nikki 2 was up to, and he kind of looks at Sasha and Gosha, who are just off in the distance.
Gosha's in the background, scratching things that are important, and then Sasha's probably just, like, knocking him back.
Yes.
But something about this whole thing has me uneasy. And so I just want you to keep in mind what you believe the right thing to do is. I don't know. I'm not leading you one way or the other, okay? I needed someone on this who I thought had the strength of character to make an informed decision.
Sparky has opened her mouth to reply like 3 or 4 times and then just kind of stopped. She's not being interrupted by Jake. She's just like trying to find words and they're not coming out. She'll tug a little bit at like her jacket collar like, oh, okay. I'm a really trustworthy person who can make good decisions like all the time. Yeah, okay. Okay.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure to see you again. A pleasure to meet you for the first time, sir. And he looks over at you, Kike.
Kike. Well, yes. Tilt. He has by this point put on his detective hat and he's just gonna like tilt it and says, pleasure's mine, sir.
You know, I'm gonna just take that as a sign of enthusiasm. And he walks away. Meanwhile, someone is trying to shoo you off the table, Gosha.
Just a rando.
please, sir, please don't scratch the coffee table. It's still very valuable, even though it is not an official exhibit.
Listen, man, this is my emotional support coffee table.
But isn't this the first time you've been, like, in here?
It was designated as my official emotional support coffee table.
Yeah, actually, we just spoke to Big Jake Howell, and he cleared the whole thing. He told Gosha, he told Mr. Gosha over here that he could scratch that coffee and nothing else. So if he gets the emotional support coffee table, he gets nothing else. Do you hear me, Gosha?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, see, we've got it under control. It's fine, it's fine. We've got it under control. Yeah, we're gonna make good decisions.
I'm sorry, who is Big Jake Hell?
The owner of the museum, didn't I?
The owner of the...
Doesn't he do the art museum? He came and he dropped us off, and I swear, maybe I wasn't listening, actually. But
I heard the same thing, actually.
Yeah, he owns it, right? That's not
I mean,
just
that's what
like
he told us. I guess he didn't give us solid evidence, but...
Right?
Forgive the confusion there, Chibi. Big Jake Hell is one of our smaller curators, probably not on your radar, but if you check the register, you will be sure to see that he and these fine folks are on there. A man with a magenta bob haircut, thin face, radiant smile, and very like ornate clothing walks up and says that to the person there named Chibi. And they just nod and say, my apologies, director. It's not a problem at all, Chibi. I can take it from here and welcome our new guests.
And you are?
Oh, yes, my apologies I suppose most of you haven't been in this museum anymore. I definitely have a name, and it's definitely not one that I am coming up with off of a mental list right now. I am Director Obadiah Fields.
Obadiah.
I'm Director Obadiah Fields, the director
Christ.
Of the Titanic Museum and the Titanic Luxury. I'm the owner of the Titanic Luxury Museum and Aquarium. And if I understand, you fine folks are going to be helping us stop those fearsome pack bandits today.
Yes, the backpack bandits. We're going to stop them in their tracks.
Are the pack bandits?
Yes, that's what I said.
Yes, it is the, and he presses into like a little like earpiece. You can't see the earpiece, but he's doing like the pressing into his ear thing. Yes, it is the pack bandits, I believe.
Okay, and next you'll tell me that rutabaga is plural. It's not. It's the backpack bandits.
He goes into the... Well, they insist it's the backpack bandits. Now, what do you mean that rutabaga has an S depending on the context in which it's spoken?
Wait, what's a rutabaga?
It's a thing Sparky likes.
Not likes, had to deal with. It's like a root vegetable.
Oh, so it's like a potato.
Like a potato.
Okay, I get it now.
Or like a turnip, you know, like a purple turnip. I'm pretty sure that's what they are.
Yeah, it's a purple turnip. No, not like a purple turnip. No, it is a purple turnip, he's saying into his earpiece. Well, they seem trustworthy to me.
I am here on diplomatic business, my good sir.
I actually have diplomatic immunity, so...
No, you do not.
Whatever table legs I want to scratch, you can't do anything about it.
You get one, you got your emotional support coffee table, you got one.
Okay, but no one ever said I only got one curtain to climb.
Gosha, no climbing on curtains, please.
You get one curtain and it's that one.
Okay, because we are such good friends, I will only climb one halfway.
No climbing at all, Gosha, please.
Director Obadiah Field is still talking in his earpiece and eventually starts quibbling and says, well, in either case, Chibi, if you would, and he motions to the person working there, if you would just move this man's emotional support table and emotional support... It is also an emotional support drape, right?
No worries, I'll just take it with me. And he just breaks the leg off of the table.
You can take that one.
Yeah, so you are all taken to the exhibit. It is, again, in a very open plan room. The moonlight is illuminating on the exhibit from, like... We'll see this exhibit is actually pretty conveniently placed. It's right underneath one of the giant cracks in the Titanic when it snapped in two.
Nice.
It's been covered by glass, but the moonlight is shining down. A very open plan, although Nikki 2 put so many things into it, it might as well be a series of cramped hallways.
Oh, no.
And in the center of them is a giant macaroni drawing of Nikki 2 as an ape.
Yes.
I remember getting a macaroni for that.
Director Obadiah Fields looks at it and says, such a fascinating piece. It has such value, you know?
You don't have to lie about it.
Wait, is it not? He goes back to the earpiece immediately. They're implying that it's not valuable? Oh, I understand. So it is very financially valuable. It's just shit art. It's very financially valuable. It's just shit art, is what I've been told.
Yes, that it is. I was there.
We can agree with that.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I was talking about the monetary value because, you know, as a scumbag, dirty capitalist, that is what my priority is.
At least you're honest about it.
So if you're a scumbag, dirty capitalist, I have here a manuscript that I want to get published.
I thought you lost that thing. Where was it this whole time?
It was in my sash.
Is this part of the mission?
No.
What is it?
It is my manuscript of poetry.
Of poetry? Is it poetry you wrote?
Yes.
Tell me about your poetry. How did you not mention that earlier?
Well, yes, I am one of the most famous poets in Zarvia, you know.
One of the most... Did you hear it goes in the earpiece? Did you hear that? He's one of the most famous poets in all of Zarvia. Well, I know because he told me. Well, that's really quite impressive, I must say. What was your name again?
Alexander Mikhailovich Dostoevsky.
Oh, I have not heard that name before. So famous, you are unfamous. He's going to take it, by the way, and pocket it.
What? No. Get it back.
Oh, but I must read it.
I'll send you a copy.
Send me a coffee?
There's coffee?
Well, they said there was coffee, so there must be coffee. Oh, we had to shut that one down.
Sparky's already halfway across the room. She hears this from the other end of this open abyss, and she's like, ah!
Apparently we had to shut it down.
Ah!
My apologies. It was a vital part of the mission, you understand.
Fine! I'll just start investigating! She's like, she was holding like a pen or something, and she threw it down.
The pen bounces off the floor and embeds himself in a painting.
Sasha then looks over to Kike. He's like, why does he keep talking to himself?
Kike, he's a little distracted because he's looking through the exhibits of the museum, since this is a museum made by Lei, his favorite author.
All right, so Gosha's being a menace. Sasha's talking with Obadiah, who very quickly says, oh, my apologies, it looks like I have to go. However, do have a grand time at the exhibit, and let me know, and he hands you a business card, if you do have any issues at all. And he leaves. Kike's looking at exhibits, and Sparky, you are investigating, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to roll the move investigate. This is not a murder mystery, but this is still a mystery.
Uh-huh.
I want you to essentially roll me books. And based on your roll, you're going to get some information about either the who, the how, or the why.
Okay, gonna roll books. Ba-ba! 11!
11, so you get
well, minus 2, so 9, but...
A mixed success.
Damn it!
You can ask me a question about the who, the how, or the why.
The how.
The how.
Yeah.
So, Sparky, as you investigate, you start hearing this weird, high-pitched beeping. It's something that I suppose a ghost cat wouldn't notice, and Kike and Sasha are too drunk to notice. But as you look around, you notice something peculiar about the business card that Sasha has.
What is it?
You notice a bug. A literal bug. A fly is on the back of it. But as the fly goes off, you notice that underneath it on the card was a technical bug as well. I think it's important that the coffee is never chosen.
It's not even once.
Because reminder, the one time it was chosen, you and Tom ignored it.
I know.
So it didn't actually become relevant.
And that was so good because it was a complication for Hilda. It wasn't even for Sparky. It was Sparky's coffee maker is broken. Hilda, that's your problem.
Ariel was going to tour Scullyard, the school they were going to, but secretly, they were meeting with Kike's daughter, Sochi. Oh yeah, I forgot that Roberto didn't know that fact.
Oops.
See, when you said Sochi, I thought of the city in Russia.
Oh! Yeah, it is with like X, not with a...
It would make more sense for it to be spelled that way, not like the Russian city.
I like to think that this, like, cat just appeared out of nowhere. Like, Spark, yes. Like from off screen, he was like, oh, hello, and then this camera pans over.
No, down here, yes.
Pans over and then just looks down.
No, little lower. There you are.
Oh my God.
The camera is just, like, moving.
Yeah, and the camera, like, bumps into him. Is his nose like, too close.
Normally, the lights of Ruletia are so bright, they shine on the hereafter around them. Not Ruletia, fuck.
Yeah, I was like, did you mean to say Ruletia? Like, are we...
I was like, no, not again. Don't send me back there.